Chapter 1.
Reading. Page 3. Phantom of the Opera. The Paris Opera House was a huge building, with 17 floors, of which 7 were below the ground. Underneath the building, there was a strange, dark lake. In the middle of this lake was an island, and on that island, 100 years ago, when he was born, so ugly that his own mother made him wear a mask and forced him to leave home while still a child. Years later, he made a secret home for himself inside the Paris Opera House. What a man he was! Strong enough to kill with his hands. And yet he loved music and sang with a wonderful voice. He used his voice to gain power over Christine, a beautiful young singer at the opera. He often sang to her, late at night, from behind a secret wall in her room. She thought at first that he must be an angel. The Phantom taught her how to sing, and forced the opera's 2 managers to give her better roles in their shows. At first, the managers were certain that he did not exist. They said he was a joke. Then, one night, when the opera was crowded with people, the huge glass chandelier fell from the roof, injuring a woman. After that, it was not surprising that the managers obeyed the Phantom's wishes and gave Christine the main role. But the Phantom wanted Christine for himself. In the end, he kidnapped her from the stage, in front of the whole audience. He took her down to his secret home on the lake. Only one man was brave enough to follow. He was Raoul, a young man who loved Christine. But the Phantom captured him and kept him in a prison, which was slowly filling with water. In the Phantom's house, Christine pulled off his mask. She finally saw the real man, and his horrible face, with no nose and yellow eyes. At first she was shocked at his appearance, but then she felt very sorry for him. She understood how lonely his life had been. She gently kissed his face. No woman had ever touched the Phantom before. Christine's kiss made him cry with joy. He released Raoul and told him to take Christine away, to safety. By now, a group of other people had reached the Phantom's house and burst in, ready to kill him. But that moment, the Phantom disappeared, magically, and was never seen again. Listening. Page 6. Taking notes about a person's career. Listen to the recording and complete the notes in your book.
In a few minutes, tonight's concert will begin. That just leaves time for me to tell you something about tonight, Miss Yip Wing Si. Miss Yip came from a family of musicians. Her father was a conductor himself, and her mother was a piano teacher, so music was obviously very important in her childhood. She started learning the piano herself when she was just 4 years old. Later, when she was 8, she joined the choir, and she stayed in the choir until she was 17. At that time, she left Hong Kong and went abroad to study. First, she went to the Royal Academy of Music in London. After that, she went to America, where she studied the violin and conducting. She returned to Hong Kong in 1986, and that was when she took up her present post as conductor of the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra. The job of the conductor, she has to control an orchestra of 80 other musicians, so it is not easy. When I spoke to her about it recently, she told me that she sees two sides to her work. First, she has to know the music well. That means she has to study each piece of music for hours so that she knows it perfectly. Second, she has to be a good leader. She has to know each member of the orchestra and must also be able to get the best out of each person. One of her duties is to attract students to love music. She and her orchestra give about 20 school concerts each year. She told me that they are very popular with students. Miss Yip's job is hard work, and she believes in keeping fit. She does this by doing jazz dancing and by swimming. She relaxes by listening to popular music, not to the classical music which she conducts. When she first started conducting, she wore dresses. But these days she wears a man's suit, which she has specially made for her. She says it looks smarter, and she can move more freely in it. And now the concert is about to start, and here she comes, Miss Yip Wing Si.
Speaking. Page 10. A. Talk time.
Stress in nouns and verbs. Some two-syllable words. E.g., conduct, contest, decrease, increase, export, import, object, record, transport. Are used both as nouns and verbs. As nouns, the stress is on the first syllable. As verbs, the stress is on the second syllable.
Exercise A1.
Nouns. Conduct. Present. Contest. Record. Object. Transport. Verbs. Conduct. Present. Contest. Record. Object. Transport.
Exercise A2.
Did the audience like the way she conducted the orchestra last night?
Yes, in fact, they presented her with flowers after the concert.
I wish I'd been there.
To see her get a present?
No, to hear her conducting.
Oh, you can hear her on the radio next week. They recorded the whole...
Did they record the contest as well?
What contest? Nobody contested anything last night.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a singing contest. I must have been mistaken.
More language input. 1. Reading. Page 20. The Grand Chandelier in the Shanghai Grand Theatre.
You might know that the Blue Danube Waltz is a very popular piece of music created by the famous Austrian composer Johann Strauss. Many people all over the world have heard of this famous waltz and danced to it. But have you ever heard of the crystal chandelier, which is called the Blue Danube? If you step into the lobby of the new Shanghai Grand Theatre, a huge and unusual crystal chandelier will immediately catch your eye. This chandelier was designed and made in Austria. It has 300 lights and 6 panpipe-like arms which support these lights. The huge crystal chandelier is more than 7 meters high and 3 meters wide. Think how bright it is when it is switched on. It lights up the lobby of the theater and throws light onto its floor, which is as unusual as a chandelier itself. It is decorated with patterns of piano keys in black and white, and a very interesting painting of an ear and an eye. People say that the appearance of the chandelier and the magical effects its light creates on the lobby make them think of the Blue Danube Waltz.
Listening, page 21. The Sydney Opera House. You are going to hear a passage about the Sydney Opera House. Fill in the blanks with what you hear on the tape. Pay special attention to the numbers. The magnificent Sydney Opera House stands alone on Bennelong Point, surrounded by the waters of Sydney Harbour. It was designed by the Danish architect Jørn Utzon. The building has four main auditoriums. The concert hall with 2,690 seats. The opera theatre with 1,545 seats. The drama theatre with 544 seats. And the playhouse with 398 seats. There are also four restaurants, six bars, and a multi-story underground car park, which can park 1,200 vehicles. Reservations and prices? Here is some information. Premium, $116 to $132. A reserve, $104 to $118. B reserve, $84 to $95. C reserve, $66 to $75. D reserve, $38 with restricted view. The prices given are in Australian dollars. A 10% discount is offered to groups of more than 10 persons.